This is Destiny Pieces with Dhoof Patel and Mike Steska.
Hello, this is episode 16 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhoof Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And we have guests again. They're not necessarily special, but they are our guests. So
I'm Brian Lay.
And I'm Extra Mather.
And Anna's also here, but she's not talking because she doesn't want to talk. And Uksha's screwing around with the microphone, so just ignore that. But if Anna wants to say anything, she could just chime in on like the other microphones that are near her. I hope she knows that. Right. This is almost like we've had every guest on right now.
Almost.
Except for Alex. Alex is the only one that's not here.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
How sad. We should have had him here, and we could have just had like a giant...
giant cool. all-guest podcast.
Yeah.
He would have brought cookies.
He would have brought cookies, yes. And then we wouldn't have been starving to death.
All guests and no hosts.
Yeah. You guys want to do that?
That'd be a special podcast.
That'd be so scary.
That'd be really weird.
So, how are you? Just me and Uksha.
Yeah, that's pretty much just
you. How was your day?
Yeah.
Okay, so this week's episode sponsor is tfury.com. Don't forget to go to tfury.destinypizzas.com and buy from them. And we got the sneak peek of upcoming t-shirts. So Monday is a Catching Fire t-shirt with Katniss on it. And it has, she's in a dress. And I mean, like, that's the t-shirt you want to wear.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah, that's the t-shirt you want to wear to the premiere of the movie, right? Midnight premiere, if you're going, you want to wear this t-shirt. People are going to be like, oh, where'd you get that cool t-shirt? And then you'll be like,
T-Fury.
T-Fury. Through Destiny Pizzas. And then Tuesday, they do the Two Fury Tuesdays, which means they have two t-shirts for sale. And one is they're both Metroid-inspired. They're both Samus. And one of them says Samus, but it's all these words that make up the picture of her. And the other one is her in front of, what's it called? Like, Mother Brain or something? Or is it just the Metroid? Is that the Metroid? I don't know.
I'm going to
say yes.
That makes sense.
Oh, it's Super Mother Brain. It's the Mother Brain. I'm right.
All right.
And then on Wednesday, they're going to have a Doctor Who t-shirt, which is very fitting because on Sunday, I think this Sunday actually, they're going to announce the new Doctor.
Yay.
So just so all the listeners know, I did not get a letter back from BBC. So I'm not going to
be the doctor.
No.
Spoiler alert. Now we know it's not going to be you.
Yeah. And
big spoiler.
The first Patel not going to
be some white guy.
There's a bunch of Dr. Patels, but there's never going to be Doctor Who, who's the Indian. So yeah, let's get into it. First, we saw Gravity Falls.
Finally, we saw the finale episode, which we've been waiting 3 weeks since, because this was a two-parter.
Yeah.
It was a two-parter, but I feel like you didn't need that much.
They were the most connected episodes out of the whole season, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Most of them, it's just, you can watch them by themselves.
This is the first time I watched Gravity Falls, and I felt like I was missing something.
Okay. So
there were a lot of throwbacks.
Yeah, that is true.
To old episodes.
Yeah,
they had a lot of callbacks from the first episode.
Yeah, like the gnomes. Yeah. If you somehow, I know I say it every time we bring up Gravity Falls, but if you somehow haven't seen it yet, I don't know what you're doing.
You gotta check it out. The whole first season's out now, so.
It's pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah.
We don't know when the second
season. It'll probably be on Netflix soon because they have that deal with Disney.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, this then should be coming out. But do we know when the second season's starting yet?
Anytime now.
We made that bet, right?
Yeah,
that's true. We did make that bet.
So, we'll see.
We'll check and see who's right, but.
I
can't imagine it's gonna be too, like, other shows, because it's such a spread out show that I feel like it's almost a year round show, kind of, because they wait like 3 weeks to show each episode. So it's not even like a standard.
How many episodes?
Fall, summer.
20.
20.
So, how do you rank this guy, like, compared to other episodes? I thought it was a really good episode.
I thought it was good. Not at the top of my list.
Not at the top. It's no. What is it? Super Happy Fun Dip?
And smile dip.
Smile dip.
17 bags of smile dip.
Yeah, it's no 17 bags of smile dip.
No Street Fighter.
No Street Fighter references.
Yeah.
It was a good action episode. It wasn't the funniest episode.
Yeah. It was an interesting story episode. Okay. No spoilers, but at the end they tell
we
more.
Don't know what happened at the end, Mike.
Yeah, not exactly.
Yeah, okay, so like I DVR'd it, and then my DVR, you know how sometimes the shows run a little late, like a minute late? We didn't get to see that last minute.
Yeah,
so.
But it was like leading up to something big. It was pretty intense. And yeah. It was like, I'm pretty sure it's a cliffhanger for the next season.
Yeah, especially because the ad before said, make sure you watch until the very end.
Very end.
Damn it.
Exactly what we didn't do.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they do that stuff on purpose where they, like at finales or stuff, they time it out so they know people's DVRs aren't going to catch the end.
Yeah.
Because they're like.
So according to the Gravity Falls Wikia or whatever, I think that's called Wiki. I guess they're Wiki. No announcement yet for season 2.
Okay, but we are confirmed that
there will be a season 2 though.
Okay, as long as that's possible.
Yeah,
that's all I care about. But I mean, it should be coming soon enough.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like it's gonna be one of those things where they surprise us and they'll be like, it's gonna air in 3 weeks or something,
or just like airs on Monday. Like,
oh yeah,
this
yeah,
Monday.
Yeah. They start showing like Monday through Friday, new episode every day, like old school wise.
That'd be awesome.
That would be sick.
So there is some Days of Future Past news this week, so I'll let Michael cover that because that is his.
My forte.
Yeah.
Every week, but at least these weeks, it's not more mutants. I'm not hearing more mutants anymore. Maybe we're done with the mutants.
Maybe they finally finished casting them.
I hope so. I mean, it's looking like that. So this week it came out. There was a full scale picture of the Sentinels. So the Sentinels are like from the cartoons. If you've seen it, the big. Like the main guys.
They're in like the intro sequence.
Yeah, they're like kind of governmental guys that are just anti-mutants, and they're like big robots that attack the X-Men all the time. And they're always, when they're doing the training, they're always put the Sentinels because that's the guys that go up to it. So they're big giant robots. They're like, I would say about probably 20, 30 feet high. About.
Yeah, it looks about like 30 feet high or 20 feet high.
I think they look really cool.
They look awesome.
I mean, before I was kind of hating on this movie because I was just hearing about the casting and all the mutants, but every time I see a picture or something about it, it looks more and more legit. So I think it's really cool. But also what I saw this week was there was like this little ad campaign of like the Sentinels, and it was saying like a thing like Trask Industries, which apparently is going to be the company that makes these Sentinels, says like Trask Industries, like it was like a 30-minute trying to look real ad. It was like Trask Industries protecting you against the mutant threat, and it's just like one of those fake ad commercials where it's just a weird promotion for the movie. They have like, they do it sometimes with Terminator, like Cyberdyne Systems helping you and stuff, so they do that. I really
like
those
viral
things.
Marketing things,
yeah, where it's like fake, but it's meant to look real, but it's for the movie. So yeah. I saw that this week, and it was really cool because I like those little things.
Those are pretty awesome.
They make the world seem more real.
Yeah.
Even before
it brings you into the world.
Yeah, before you see the movie. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
But what I also like about hearing more about X-Men Days of Futures Past, we haven't really had a superhero movie where they go either through time travel or different timelines or alternate realities or whatever. And I feel like that's a genre where I want to see more of, because I'm a big fan of alternate timelines. You are too.
Yeah.
Of like anything like Superman, when
anything that is like different from the norm, I'm on it.
Yeah, like in Flashpoint, I saw that because Brian said it was really
Justice
good.
Justice League Flashpoint Paradox.
Yeah, so I saw that, and that was an awesome movie.
So
yeah.
It's hard to believe that it went straight to video. It's like animation of that quality that goes straight to video is like shocking to me.
Yeah, seriously, I wish I would watch those things in theaters.
Yeah, I would definitely watch Dark Knight Returns in theaters.
Yeah.
And even Flashpoint, there's like a lot of those. I think it's like the Warner Animation or whatever.
The
like
DC animated movies.
Original movies are amazing.
I just really wish they could get the guys who do these DC animated movies and give them a live action movie. Like if you could get these guys making this story and then make it live action, that would be legit because they seem to do the best stories.
Flashpoint Paradox live action would be so.
That
awesome.
Would be incredible. I mean, it'd be hard because there's so many people. I don't know. But if the X-Men's doing all these people, sure, they can do all these people then. Mm-hmm. So those movies just seem to be so well written. And there's so much better stories than they do on the live action ones, really. That, I mean, I hope we get to that point where we're doing all these random storylines like Thomas Wayne as Batman and the Paradox.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I would love to see that.
That'd be awesome to see. It's cool to see a different take
especially with Martha Wayne being someone else who you would never expect.
That was awesome. So, like, cause I remember that I knew that, and then I was, I don't want to spoil it.
And then
it.
You saw it.
But I, and then I saw it, and I was like, oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, that's so cool.
I love that.
Where can I watch this?
On iTunes, they sell it for, like, $6. It's on any of those, like, online, like, Amazon. You can probably buy it on Amazon and stuff. It went straight to DVD, but so, like, any of those. You can't find a Blockbuster. If you found a Blockbuster, they might carry it, but good luck doing that.
Yeah, it's really good. Cause
what's that? what's a
Blockbuster? Maybe Redbox, Redbox might have it.
Yeah, because going in, I didn't really know the Flash's backstory at all. So that gave me, it gives you, because it's based around Flash, but it has like a lot of people in it.
Yeah.
So it's not like a solely Flash movie, but it's a lot about Flash. And you get to see all his bad guys and stuff. It's just.
I feel like some of that movie was like, had callbacks, like Back to the Future almost, with like the lightning and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You reminded me a lot of Back to the Future.
Same here.
I mean, but that's where my brain goes. Every time someone says heavy, travel. I think of Back to the Future. So, like...
Yeah, there's so many lines.
I'm like a lost cause, maybe.
Yeah, that's same with me. Time travel, my brain goes to Back to the Future. Like, DeLorean.
Yeah.
What's going on? They even have that commercial now where it's like the car looks like a DeLorean. Like, the time machine looks exactly like the Back to the Future time machine and that weird car insurance ad. I don't know what it's for.
But I have no idea.
That's like, that's time travel is synonymous with DeLorean now.
Yeah. So let's see. James Cameron is working on the next 3 Avatar movies. And they already have release dates. Avatar 2 is going to be released in December 2016. Avatar 3 is going to be released in December 2017. And Avatar 4 is going to be released in 2018. How do people feel about this? How do you guys feel about this?
I'm so excited.
You are so excited, Brian?
I'm so excited.
Usher?
Pretty excited for this. I love
4!
I still find it hard to believe that...
If they can keep the 3D the way they did it the first time...
Yeah, like the 3D was. This was the best 3D. Yeah. This is still the best 3D that there's been. Is Avatar because it was actually filmed the way it's supposed to be.
Well, the 3D in Hugo was also amazing. Hugo was shot in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Scorsese directed it. In my opinion, you can't go wrong. And I think that movie might be on Netflix still. So.
Yeah, I think I saw
it. Anna, did you ever see Hugo?
Yep.
How do you like
it? Really good. I enjoyed it a lot, actually.
She said she enjoyed it a lot, actually. People couldn't hear her. I think it picked up on the mics.
I think so. Can you name like another movie that was actually shot in 3D though? I feel like they're all converted pretty much.
A lot of them are converted pretty much. That I can think of. Even movies that you wouldn't think were converted, like Jackass 3D, that was converted.
Yeah.
And that says like it's Jackass 3D. Like you're like, what are you honestly doing where you have to convert this movie?
I don't know. But the Avatar, I mean, the whole story, I don't know. It's hard for me to believe that Avatar is the highest grossing movie of all time.
It's still.
Because,
like, it is. Mind. It's such a, like, a, I don't know. The story sucks so bad.
Yeah. So
the storyline is pretty bad, but I feel like they might get better.
See, the thing I like, I actually like the world. It's just the story wasn't that great. So, I mean,.
It's a good story. It's just been done so many times.
Yeah.
So
that's the
thing. It's not a good original
story.
But
it was done so well with Avatar.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did you find that movie unpredictable? Ever?
Yeah.
I thought the movie was completely predictable.
We knew he was going to turn into...
Yeah. That was very... That end scene, that last scene was very easy.
You pretty much know
what's
going to happen.
It was very obvious.
No, but I'm talking about like... I know... You can predict that when you get to the end, but
I'm just looking forward to the creative aspect of the.
No,
the
I
world.
Think James Cameron's like. I think he's getting kind of hacky now.
I think he's.
No,
still
I have
good.
Faith. I think he knows what he's doing with these.
So. I think he's still got it, but
something to look forward to in 2017 and
18. Yeah, 2016,
well,
16,
the
17,
first one.
And 18.
But I heard that one of them might be a prequel or something. I don't know how that would work. I mean, I guess when they first land.
You find out about
that would be
his,
cool actually to see.
Was it his brother or
when
something?
They first land there. Yeah.
Yeah, you find out about his brother maybe.
Oh yeah.
That's easy to get to cast the same guy because they're supposed to be twins, I think.
Yeah.
I like the whole idea of there's a bigger world. I like because it's on the basis of the same.
It's a cool original world.
Yeah.
Which is like hard to come up with. Like he had all these plants and all these animals, and then
the language.
And the language.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's all really
cool.
At
least it's like a creative idea.
It's like Star Wars level. idea, yeah. But then, like, the story I thought was so weird.
Yeah, but this is, I mean, only time will tell. We don't know how the story's going to be. But, I mean, the movie made so much money, they weren't not going to make these movies.
No.
It was just shocking, like.
But did you not enjoy the movie when you saw it in 3D?
No, I enjoyed it. I loved it in 3D. I just didn't enjoy the story. Yeah. I thought the 3D was amazing.
Like, I liked the movie a lot the first time I saw it, and then as I've watched it since. Yeah,
that movie is barely... In my opinion, it's not rewatchable.
I only saw it once.
Okay. How many times have you seen it?
I think, a lot of times. I've seen it many times, too. It's rewatchable to me.
Have you seen it in 3D all those other times?
No, I mean... I the 3D was the best. Well, that's why I think it's getting worse, because I watch it on, like, regular TV.
And then with, like, commercials, and it's, like, DVD on TV.
Yeah, and I'm just like, you're okay. Like,
oh, God.
But, I mean, I still watch it. Like, if it's on, I'll put it on still, because I do that with a lot of movies.
As you should know if you're a listener of the podcast.
Yeah, that's what I do. Like, certain movies, I like the genre so much, I'll watch it over and over.
What's your favorite genre?
I don't know. I really like sci-fi and fiction and, like... All like superhero movies, pretty much, unless they're like really bad.
Yeah.
Like, or I don't know the character that. Like Punisher, I never saw Punisher.
Oh, I love Punisher.
Yeah, I never. Or like Ghost Rider.
In my opinion, too fringy. Like Daredevil, I never saw Daredevil. Yeah, I like Daredevil, but I just never saw that movie because I heard it like wasn't.
Did you watch Elektra?
Like, I didn't see that one
either. I saw Elektra. Both of those.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like them?
I like Daredevil. I didn't like Elektra.
I liked Elektra. Just because
I didn't like the tattoo. I thought the CG looked so bad.
Oh, yeah.
And then I didn't really...
How old is that movie?
That's pretty old.
That was like one of the first superheroes.
Oh, four.
Yeah. I like Spider-Man, maybe, and then Electro.
And then Daredevil.
Just for some reason, when I think of the Daredevil movie, I never thought it reached heights that the other ones did, so it was never at the front of my mind. But for these Avatar movies, they're shooting them all at the same time. They're doing
They're shooting all three at the same time. Hobbit like thing, somewhere, I think it's like somewhere Lord in L.A. too. It's like supposed to be in Malibu or something.
Yeah. Well, I do like that how they release them year after year instead of like 3 years.
That I'm not so sure I like, because it means he's not putting a lot of time into writing the script.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's had these ideas since the first one, though.
Okay, that's right.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I think he's had this idea since he made the first film. Because he's been developing he developed Avatar for like ever, didn't he?
Yeah.
Since like Titanic.
Yeah.
He was in the process for like 10 years. Yeah. Or something.
So he's got to have made a whole story.
Just didn't have the technology to do it or something?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. I think he was doing it.
He wanted to wait, basically.
He was like developing the technology at the same time. Because a lot of that the 3D technology was developed for that movie.
Well, in that case, he can't write a script because it was Pocahontas.
Yeah. It was. Exactly.
Pocahontas is a great movie, too.
Dancing with
Pocahontas is a great movie.
Yeah.
Not enough singing in
Avatar. But
not enough singing.
A lot of movies are repeated storylines.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So,
yeah, think about all the superhero movies we've talked about, and they're just taking bits and pieces from other stuff. So it's like everything's a rehash of something. But as long as like the idea is original, I'll go with it, because Avatar wasn't a remake of anything. Wasn't a sequel, but... Now they're making a bunch of sequels and a bunch of prequels, and because that's what they do. They make something successful, and then they're like...
They want to ruin it.
Like, we're going to keep doing it and doing it. Sometimes it works better, sometimes it doesn't.
Speaking of movies that are original, that brings us into a perfect transition into some movies that we saw this week. And I saw quite a few movies this week. I saw Drinking Buddies, which I know Brian saw. Usher kind of saw it, and Michael saw like 10 minutes of it.
I did not see it.
I missed the 2-minute climax.
Anna, you saw the whole thing, right?
Yeah, while we were cooking. I saw Hell Baby with Rob Corddry and all those people. It was pretty awesome. I like that movie. And I saw Iron Sky, so let's just go through them. Drinking Buddies. Brian, since you are the only one that also saw this movie in its entirety, I'll ask you first. What did you think about it?
I thought it was so good. I was really pleasantly surprised.
Right?
I found it was improv'd, and I was just like blown away.
Yeah. It was amazing. I thought it was such a good movie, and...
Everyone's acting was so perfect for their roles.
Like Anna Kendrick was like awkward and everything, and it was like perfect. I was like, oh my god, I feel like this is actually Anna Kendrick.
And it has Ron Livingston from Office Space.
Yeah, Ron Livingston. Good job, Usher.
Is this another one of those independent movies?
It's a super indie movie.
What's up with these independent movies that are getting these big name actors? Is that the thing now?
That's the thing.
Yeah, a lot of actors are really liking those.
It's crazy.
they seek like justification.
Especially with a movie like this where they get an improv, that's like they love doing that. So
like that's what we got into Hollywood for. Yeah,
basically. They get to make their own characters, basically.
Yeah, you forget that.
Which is very evident in Jake Johnson's character because it's almost exactly like Nick Miller.
Yeah.
I also feel like nowadays there's a lot more actors than there are like movie star actors.
That's true.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's like a movie star.
Yeah. Like back in the day with like Tom Hanks and George Clooney and Julia Roberts and stuff.
Mel Gibson. Like,
those type of movie stars.
Well, I'm talking more like, I mean, Tom Hanks is a really good actor too.
Yeah,
I
find, that's true.
I say like George Clooney's more of a movie star. Has he won any Oscars or anything? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's for acting, but he's won some for directing.
I mean, like a celebrity type. Versus
I'm talking like acting type.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Let's keep it real. Like he is not a good actor. Yeah. So like, but he is a huge movie star.
Yeah. Like, like I'm talking about people who can play a bunch of different roles. Like Tom Hanks can play different roles everywhere.
I think the reason
Arnold Schwarzenegger is one guy in every movie. He's the same guy.
I think the reason we have so many actors and not many movie stars anymore is because our justification for stars is so low now. It's like, oh, Kim Kardashian's a star, and Paris Hilton's a star, and Snooki's a star. Like, we'll hand out stars. But like for actors, you have to earn that. Like Nick Offerman, in my opinion, he's a great actor because he's like, the roles he takes are awesome. I forgot what I've seen him in recently, but besides Parks and Rec, obviously. But yeah, like him, even Jake Johnson or Olivia Wilde, all these people, they're like so great at what they do that it like, I don't know, it's enjoyable. it makes these movies that I would never look at before, makes them like really interesting, and I really enjoy them.
Yeah, because I feel like with seeing all these guys that you see in bigger movies, you're more inclined to watch the independent one because you've seen them in other
stuff. Like when we saw Pawn Shop Chronicles, that was like all those people were like amazing actors, and like Elijah Wood and Brendan Fraser and Paul Walker, so many people.
Why don't you tell the listeners what this movie's about?
This movie, oh geez, it made me feel so weird, but I'll tell it. So it's about these two friends who work at a brewery together, and one's like in an office and the other one's a brewer, and like they're both dating people and mayhem ensues. I don't want to spoil too much, but
I haven't seen it yet. Don't spoil it.
I like to say that it's kind of it's not a movie where there's a beginning, middle, and end, but it's more
kind of like throws you into a situation.
It's just like a window into their life and that a situation that happens in their life.
Because there are some things in the movie that aren't explained, like and stuff like that.
But yeah, basically a lot of things happen before the movie even starts.
Yeah.
But I must add, the interactions between the characters is perfect.
The conversations they have seem like regular conversations.
Yeah.
It is exactly so like the nuances of the conversations. Like there's one scene that I love. I don't know why I love it so much. It's right in the beginning when Olivia Wilde, she gets takeout she gets delivered like food.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, do you have a fridge? And the guy's like, do I have a fridge? And she's like, yeah, here's a magnet. He's like, oh, I love Revolution Brew. And she's like, yeah, we love you too.
Yeah.
I love you. And then she like awkwardly puts on her sunglasses. Like that scene, amazing to me. And there's another scene where there's a party at the brewery, and Anna Kendrick's character is like, oh, did you do all this? And she's like, oh, no, I didn't do much. But then Olivia Wilde to her boyfriend, he's like, oh, this looks amazing. Did you do all this? And she's like, yeah, I did everything. Like those subtle things that you like,
I didn't even catch that.
Exactly. Even me watching the second time was so much different things.
Exactly. I watched this movie for the third time today when Anna and like everyone came over, and it was like, I don't know, you pick up on all these small things, like their body language and everything, just like that you don't necessarily notice the first time, that it's there and it's not always there in movies.
I really liked all the scenes with Jake Johnson and Olivia Wilde because it was so real, and like you really believe that they were just two friends, but then were they friends? And
yeah,
stuff like that. But Anna Kendrick was really good in all her scenes too.
Yeah, so. Really good.
It's a really good movie. Yeah, yeah. I recommend it.
I recommend it as
highly.
Well. Hell Baby. I saw that movie, and that's with Rob Corddry is in there. Ricky Lindholm is in there. Kumail Nanjiani is in there. Keegan Michael Key, is that a guy's name?
Yeah,
from
Key and Peele.
I think it's a tall one, the tall bald one.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's okay. Him. That's the right one.
And because they're both named Key.
Jordan Peele.
Yeah, Jordan Peele.
Is the other guy.
I got okay. And the Human Giant guys, if you guys remember them, without Aziz Ansari, obviously, because he's too big now.
He's too big.
but it's, what's his name? Rob Hubel and Paul Scheer. And it was a really funny movie. It was like a, almost like a, one of those movies with like an all-star cast, but with comedians that like, you know, so.
Yeah, I really like movies like that where they.
And it was like a horror movie, but it didn't take itself too seriously. Tom Lennon was in it and he was like a priest. It was just hilarious to me. So yeah, go check that one out. That one came out last week as well. And it's like on video on demand and in some small theaters and stuff. And lastly, I saw Iron Sky because I was looking for a Netflix recommendation because I gave up all my good ones last week when I gave out like 4 recommendations. I was just looking for movies and I was like, oh yeah, like this has been on my to watch list for a long time. So this movie's about like Nazis and I guess they fled to the moon in 1945 and they like just live there and they like mine for helium-3.
On the moon.
Yeah, I saw a preview for this like a long time ago. I thought it was like a fake trailer and they weren't really making it.
I thought my whole thinking of this movie, I thought it was way more serious than it is. It's like a comedy, pretty much. It's like an action comedy.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just an action movie. Because like, there's a scene where they turn the black guy. It's like a black astronaut that lands there first and he's like, they think he's a spy. And then they turn him white into an Aryan person. And he's like in a Nazi uniform. And like, it looked worse than Dave Chappelle's like white face used to look in the Chappelle show. And I was like, is this serious? Or like, what is going on? Like, do they really do this? It was a weird movie to watch.
My question is, do they kill Nazis in the movie?
Yes.
Sold me.
But Sarah Palin is president.
Like, literally? Or like, in she's the movie. An actor in the movie? Or she's, oh, no. Somebody's playing Sarah
Someone's
Palin?
Someone's playing Sarah Palin like, as the president.
Literally Sarah Palin.
Yes.
That is a future cool. I do not. Is that in the future? Or is it takes place in the future. Time I don't want to live in.
Yeah,
but as long as there's Nazis, Michael, you're good.
Yeah, as long as
that's
long
what Michael said before the podcast started Nazis. Recording.
Yeah, there should be more killing Nazis in movies.
That's yeah.
They should start.
We're just gonna cut out and that is, out of context more Nazis.
Yeah, Brian wants more Nazis for some reason.
What?
But I think they should start every movie by shooting a Nazi in the head, no matter what movie it is.
Instead of the MGM lion, yes. It's a Nazi getting shot.
Or
in
like
face.
A Pixar short. Is a Nazi.
Exactly. Could
that,
be like
I would pay to see that.
Exactly. That's just how things should start. I know it's been what 60, how many years since World War II?
A long time.
68. By the end of by, since
45,
the end.
It ended in 45.
So that's
68
years. But yeah. Who cares? Nazis are still like the ultimate bad guys. Yeah. Like in the world, in our consciousness.
Exactly. They're the one people. It's like the only people it's okay to kill.
No, that's universally everybody can hate on Nazis. Yeah.
Interesting fact I learned about World War II: the Japanese killed more Chinese people than Nazis killed Jews in World War II.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
Is it the rape of Nanking?
No, yeah, like, well, all that kind
they
of
killed
stuff,
the
like,
Chinese in war or
during World War II.
Okay.
Because like there was a lot of stuff between Japanese and Chinese.
Yeah,
going on.
That's the part of the war we never talk about. Like, no, when Japan invades.
Well, even
China.
The rape of Nanking, we don't talk about.
Yeah.
Wait, they systematically killed Chinese people.
I don't know
a lot about
they
history.
Were at war.
I don't know they if you're trying war. To like entrap me or you're trying to
no
like...
I just say like the way the Nazis killed the Jews did
no
that,
no what happened was it, like, they were fighting each other like the Jews weren't fighting they weren't at
yeah,
a war
yeah. Oh so it was the...
they just happened to be killing all the Chinese people and then they would capture them and experiment on them and stuff yeah. They would do like the like Hitler was experimenting
like, pretty
on
much
people
like, yeah
he was doing they were doing the same thing except
and,
like, worse.
But the Japanese did give one good thing. They figured out how to cure like the common
oh,
cold
really?
Or something. I don't know. I forgot. They like provided, huh. They gave one good thing.
Thanks.
Which yeah. The Germans didn't do.
They didn't give us anything.
The Germans just experimented on twins and stuff. And the Japanese experimented on the Chinese.
The Germans gave us history class.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they gave us Call of Duty. And Inglourious Basterds.
They gave us some.
Basically a lot of things.
They did. We brought them over.
A lot of our culture is based on like Nazis in World War II.
They helped us like build bombs after. They helped us fight the commies after. We're like, oh, you were Nazis, but you're scientists? We'll bring you over here.
Exactly.
You can help us out.
And apparently a lot of them killed, like a lot of Nazi apologists after World War II killed themselves when they were getting captured. Wow. So there's some little history facts for you guys.
Yeah.
This is,
that was a segue.
No one ever said this isn't an educational podcast.
We're so, trying to educate here.
I'm trying to educate while we educate about pop culture.
We're talking about a fake movie with fake Nazis who went to the moon, but we're talking about real history in the midst of it.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, now we're going to go back to some new movie news. Yeah, I guess new movie news. Yeah.
Let's do it.
John Williams is scoring episode 7 of Star Wars.
I think
that's great.
That is great news.
As much as they can get old people that worked on the original Star Wars, get them and make them work on episode 7.
Yeah, from everything I hear, they're trying to go more old school, which is really smart on their part.
Yeah.
Because it's still going to be hard to do what they did. You're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to be able to.
No.
Your bar is set at episode 1, 2, 3. If you can surpass that, you're golden. Anything else, if you go below episode 1, 2, and 3, people are going to be pissed. It's a really hard job, but hopefully they can do something. But getting John, that's the right step in the right direction, because the music he does in Star Wars
is amazing.
It's incredible. I love, even in the new ones.
Like episode 1, that the
like
the Darth Maul fight scene. Oh, so great.
I love the music.
He did all 6 episodes.
Yeah, he did all of them. So I love all the music in Star Wars. It's just it's just so great. And then he uses the old music and then just
like transitions it, modernizes it.
I saw an interview with him this week and it just grows and he's just really excited to be back on it and stuff.
Rightfully so.
So that's what we got to do, is get more old school into it.
Exactly.
Which is what they're doing now is they're trying to even go more old school by having less CGI. So basically, the 1, 2, and 3 were almost all CGI. Everything CGI. Because George Lucas is...
You can't do, that Clone Wars scene without CGI.
Yeah. Which, I mean, they're going to need CGI for this new movie. I'm not saying get rid of it totally, but when they saw, an art of... They showed George Lucas with all of his old-school props and everything. It looked really good. And then they showed the new one where he's just in front of a CGI screen. And it's just... They're going too much.
And he, gained a bunch of weight.
Yeah. And they're just going too much CGI that... It came down to that he was putting CGI in the old ones because he's I need more CGI everywhere.
It's as if he invested in CGI and it was banking on him.
Yeah, pretty much.
The whole industry was banking on him.
Well, I mean, he did have Industrial Light.
But it's not like they were going to fail if he didn't put it back into the first three.
It's
weird. I don't know what his justification is.
Which I'm not saying it looks bad, terrible, but it's just better to go with what got him there. Because they can do stuff with props where it looks good still. If they just put a little more effort into building the props, they can make it look all right. It's not like it's going to look crappy. We still have better technology now. We still can make stuff.
Yeah, 3D, the way 3D printing is, I was reading an article the other day that said 3D, you can pay for your own, a 3D printer will pay for itself in 2 years. I think is 2 years. That seems a lot longer than I even read. And that's crazy to me because... Not too long ago, 3D printers were not available to a regular consumer. Now you can go to Amazon and buy a 3D printer for $700, I think.
That's it?
Really cheap, yeah. It's a small one and it's not super detailed, but it's still a 3D printer.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure soon it'll be everywhere. Everyone will have one.
Yeah.
At some point. Maybe not that
UPS
soon.
UPS is going to start carrying them in the San Diego area. So.
Yeah, it's one of those things I've heard for a good while, but... When it becomes more mainstream and then everybody gets it.
Could you imagine if they just scanned an original lightsaber from original lightsaber prop from episode 4, A New Hope, when they're filming that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can just replicate that perfectly. And then they'd use it in episode 7 and they wouldn't have to damage the original.
That'd be so awesome.
Yeah. That's doable nowadays. So yeah, that's pretty crazy. Speaking of good, awesome movie news that is kind of worrisome. Frank Miller is on consulting for Batman vs. Superman, which I am very excited about because, for those of you who don't know, Frank Miller wrote Dark Knight Returns, which is one of my favorite books. So, there we go. I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
I'm really pumped for that.
Yeah.
This is the first news I've heard that
one
of these DC movies is actually using consulting somebody from the comics. I feel like Like, even I love Christopher Nolan's trilogy, don't get me wrong, but I feel like I haven't heard any news of anybody consulting anybody from like who knows comics.
No,
because like DC, none of the directors are getting no comics. They're just getting.
They're like, oh, I'm really passionate about the issue, but I don't know anything about it.
And yeah, like, they don't know much. They don't. You gotta have. Like, that's why I always go back to Joss Whedon. You know, he has. You can feel how much he cares about it.
Yeah.
So, it's good they're getting consulted. I hope they listen to him as much as they possibly do can.
Yeah.
Because if you're getting somebody who actually cares about the material, then it just makes it that much more powerful.
And Frank Miller is responsible for calling the Dark Knight the Dark Knight. Like, Batman being the Dark Knight is because of Frank Miller. Without that book, Batman would still be campy and Adam West. Like, that's what Batman was until that book came out. So, I don't think people know how much...
Yeah,
what great news this is. Like, if you're just like, oh, I don't give a shit about some old guy as a consultant, you should, because... The reason the Christopher Nolan trilogy exists is because of this man. Like, the reason Tim Burton Batman exists is because of this man. Like,
exactly.
Yeah,
we don't have the gritty.
We don't have that dark, gritty Batman without Frank Miller.
Yeah, that's the only Batman I know. I don't. Yeah,
no one cares about the Batman 66 right now.
Yeah,
well, like, it's getting more popular.
Well,
but
it's
like,
cool to see it. But
it's cool because you know what we have now.
Yeah, that's
if
not,
we still had that, then people would be like, "Oh no, this is boring."
Yeah, that's not the character we all want to see.
Yeah,
we don't want a happy-go-lucky Batman.
We don't want a Batman that's smiling.
Yeah,
ear to ear.
Yeah,
we want a Batman that growls at people. And
yeah, he's
Rachel. Like, yeah. That's the Batman we want.
He's always angry. He's never a happy dude. He just fights for justice.
That reminds me of a GIF I saw, and it was Catwoman tripping Bruce Wayne, which was in Dark Knight Rises.
Mm.
And the bottom said, like, there's a quote on the bottom that says, like, why do we fall, Master Bruce?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
So funny.
Because Catwoman kicked out, or, like, kicked
so
out the,
funny.
Yes.
The Cane. The Cane, you know. So I thought that was pretty funny.
I'm still just wondering what route they're going, because every time I hear like random casting rumors, it looks like a younger Batman.
It can't be.
But then they keep saying they're going to use The Dark Knight Returns as inspiration. I'm just wondering exactly what they're going to do. I don't know.
Because they use Dark Knight Returns as inspiration in a lot in Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, that
like,
whole
there's
trill-
that scene
yeah.
in that when he comes back and the cop's like, oh, should we chase him? And he's like, you're in for a show, kid. Like, that's straight from
Dark
Knight
Returns. They took a lot because he was gone 8 years and the other Batman was gone for a time. And it was like the same. It's not exactly the same because you didn't have Superman.
And even this new movie won't be exactly the same.
Yeah,
because,
of course,
like, there's a huge part of it that's not.
Yeah.
That doesn't have to do with Superman.
It's impossible to do it, like, really, because we would need more Superman background. We would need more Batman background. So.
Yeah. So that's really exciting. And I saw this picture and I showed it to Michael the other day. I don't know if Brian saw it. It was like a sketch that someone did of what they think the Bat Cave should look like in Dark Knight or like Batman vs Superman. And it's like him standing and it's the Zod screen where it says alone. And I didn't realize that until Michael's like, oh yeah, they should do that. They should have a flashback to show what he was doing during Man of Steel. And I thought he was just showing alone because he's alone. Like, Batman is kind of a loner. So, yeah, it's pretty cool looking. Like, he's, like, on the top. Like, it's, like, a two-story bat cave. And then you see all the doors covering all the costumes.
Oh, I think I saw it.
You see it?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, because that's one thing I didn't even think about till Drew showed me that. But that's one thing I want to see in this movie, if they could put it in. I want to see Batman's reaction to
like
when he learns that he learns that, like,
there's
an alien
down
there.
They could incorporate that really well if Batman's fighting Superman in this movie, because then Batman would be like, oh, I don't trust this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Almost to this point of where he like has aligns
with
Lex Luthor.
Exactly. That's what
that makes a lot of sense, because
they're
both like rich.
For a little bit.
They probably belong to the same country club.
They're going to meet in the meeting and then be like, yeah, this Superman dude. And then Batman's going to be like, and then all of a sudden Lex will do something where he went too far and he'll be like, no, that Lex is a bad dude.
Yeah, like, oh, I developed kryptonite, Batman.
Yeah,
or Bruce Wayne.
Something crazy. And then
I'm going to kill him. And you're like, whoa, we shouldn't kill.
Don't do that.
We should not kill.
So I'm assuming something like that's going to happen. But if they're doing like a Batman and, I don't know. I'm just interested to see what they come up with, because it's good, like, you have to putting Batman and Superman is hard to do in the same movie. just fighting alone. I don't know if they're gonna fight each other. Fighting alone, it's a hard thing to do, unless you bring Clark, unless you get Kryptonite somewhere in there where you weaken him so much that they're on the same level. I don't know.
Yeah. Almost see like if he were to develop an arrow point made of kryptonite that the green arrow were to shoot off into his face and it were to burst in front of his face and go into his lungs.
Almost. But,
that's, who knows?
Hope. We can hope.
We can hope. One-armed archer. We can hope for him.
But I mean, Batman's supposed to be like insanely smart, right?
Yeah. Superman's pretty dumb and Batman's pretty smart. Yeah.
That's... Superman's pretty much indestructible. He doesn't think things through.
Yeah.
So I could see Batman outsmarting him.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, easily.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's happened like a billion times.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Superman's one of, well, not one of the dumber characters, but.
I mean, there's like Bizarro. It's like even dumber.
He's
like lobotomized. He's pretty much like a lobotomized Superman.
Even like Doomsday is pretty dumb, yeah. I think.
But he speaks English, which I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like you look at Doomsday and you're like, this guy is not, like, but he speaks like fluent English. It really threw me when I first saw that.
I was like, wait, what? He's talking?
I was like, I thought he would just like grunt and stuff.
It's like everyone speaks English in the universe.
Apparently. Even a half bird, half woman person.
Apparently.
You'd think she'd just be like, baka! Like halfway through her sentences, she'd just like interject with weird bird sounds. You'd think that's how it would work.
Oh, that just reminded me. We didn't put it up there, but... Me and Drew watched Beware of the Batman.
Oh yeah, we watched Beware of the Batman.
Yeah,
I was thinking about bringing that up later after when we talk about TV shows, but we could talk about it now. Let's do it right now.
We're on Batman.
About Batman. Yeah. Anyways, so Brian, you saw the first episode.
Yep.
And you were disappointed by it.
I was.
Now, when me and Michael watched it, we watched the first three episodes because I guess there's three episodes out now.
You just had them, so why not?
Yeah. So, I have hope for it. Like, you have hope for certain things. Like, you have hope for Avatar. I have hope for Beware of the Batman because, yes, it is a young Alfred, which really confused me. And Katana's
and it was like
there.
A badass Alfred who was like a military guy.
He's a former MI6 agent, I guess, which I didn't. Yeah, okay, whatever. And he's young. And Bruce Wayne is very young. And apparently everyone knows that he's Batman. Like, a lot of people know he's Batman.
He tells a lot of people.
He tells a lot of people, like, I forgot. He told Alfred. Alfred knew, and I didn't know that was Alfred.
Of course, Alfred knows. Alfred always knows.
Yeah. And Commissioner Gordon isn't a commissioner yet.
Yeah, he's Lieutenant Gordon.
Lieutenant Gordon.
It's just like a really early Batman. I mean, I thought it was okay, but I mean, it's no
Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah. I thought it was okay. I thought it was. It's better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But it's not, I mean, it's okay.
The animation style kind of like threw me off also, but you know, like maybe that's what kids are into nowadays. I don't know.
Well, the thing is, we haven't seen, in the first three episodes, we didn't see like a real bad guy.
We didn't see
Joker,
like a major
Riddler.
Yeah.
I heard they're not doing any.
Really?
They're only going to do the obscure ones.
We saw Anarchy.
Almost killed it.
Anarchy's kind of like a major character.
I didn't know who he was. But. I don't know.
Yeah,
all
like the
about
person was just weird because it's just that pig guy or whatever.
And the professor.
Like, what is this?
Yeah, I'm disappointed if there's no Joker. A big thing to me in Batman is Batman and Joker. Joker's like a huge deal to me in Batman.
Yeah, especially when he has his face removed.
Yeah, Joker's just crazy. He's like, you can't go any crazier than the Joker. Like, there's nobody you can. Because Joker's really smart, too.
He's really smart, but he also doesn't care about anything.
Yeah, that's why he's so unpredictable. Yeah. Because he's a genius, and he just does wild things that you're like, Joker wouldn't do that. He's risking something, but no,
which is almost
care.
Like, who was it Anarchy in yesterday's episode?
Yeah.
He was just like, you can't predict what I'm... Like, he's like, I know exactly what you're going to do.
He's like, a good guy's too predictable.
Yeah. Which he's like... And then he like does something crazy. He's just like... Predict that.
Like, yeah, he's like, he's the death.
Oh, yeah, he has like the
dead man switch.
A dead man switch, which, like, when you let go, it sets it off. And he's like, you didn't think I was going to kill all these people, did you? You didn't think I was going to have multiple bombs and all this stuff. Like,
yeah, he's like, oh, I know what you're going
to
do.
Yeah, then, it's like, only it's as close as you're going to get to a Joker being in that cartoon, I think, is Anarchy.
Pretty much.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, if you're not having the regular bad guys, that's really.
And I thought I said something pretty funny yesterday when I was like, oh, it's not the Batman show. We want, but it's the Batman show we deserve.
Yeah.
We deserve better? What are you talking about?
We do deserve
better. No, we don't deserve better. These kids nowadays, you know what my proof is? kids didn't know who Anne Frank was. Kids? I think it's a kids show, Brian. Because
he like killed all those people.
It really killed all those people.
Well, that's what also we were talking about. Is who is this for?
Yeah.
Because I think it's for...
Because I know like Young Justice was more for like not children.
What? Okay, define not children.
Like older than like 13 or whatever.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is for like 12, Young Justice? 13.
No, I'm thinking. Okay, never mind. I was thinking
something. Young Justice is
because this replaced Young Justice basically. So.
Yeah, I just don't really like the animation style, but I mean, it's okay. It's a decent show. I mean, yeah. I'd rather have other stuff, but I mean, there's nothing really great in terms of superhero cartoons really that I know of that are that great. Well, actually, I've been watching the Marvel's Avengers show a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's actually...
Is that the new one?
Yeah, it's actually not that bad. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I saw a few episodes.
Yeah, it's like it's better than I thought because I saw the first one. I was like, okay, whatever. But it's okay. I mean, it's pretty good. Nothing compares to my classic ones.
Yeah, nothing compares to like Batman the Animated Series, but we don't think
even that... Even Batman Beyond because it's the same direction.
Yeah, it's the same direction. But like you have to remember when Batman the Animated Series came out, that was a Sunday night show. That was on after The Simpsons. Yeah, like
prime time.
That was meant for everyone. So, like, we're not going to get that if it's on Cartoon Network.
Yeah,
gonna...
all these cartoons.
Do we think that because those were our cartoons?
No, I'm pretty sure.
No, those were marketed towards, like, everyone. Those were marketed towards adults, too.
They're marketed during prime time. It's not like it's a...
It's not a Saturday morning cartoon. It's a prime time cartoon.
Yeah, you're not getting that nowadays. You're not going to get that anymore.
Except for new shows on Fox, which is, like, Axe Cop, which seems really interesting. It's this guy who, his five-year-old brother... tells him things, and this guy made a cartoon out of it. So he's like, what happens if there was a policeman but he had an axe and he fights dinosaurs and he fights like whatever. There's a... can you lift that comic book bag? Is that next to you on like the like pit list? Like lift up the... no, it's on the bag. Oh. Yeah, right there. So like, there's Axe Cop. Can you show that to Michael?
Okay.
Axe Cop
premiered on Sunday.
Yeah, it premieres on Sunday.
Wait, this is on Fox?
Yeah, it's on Fox.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy? It looks like a really anime style.
Fox is...
I like the style.
Yeah, that is cool style.
Like, turn it around now. There's another show called... see, there's like a Santa Claus on top of a dinosaur on the top?
That's weird.
This one's called High School USA, and that's also on Fox.
Huh.
And I'm surprised that's on Fox. That looks like something that'd be on Adult Swim.
Yeah, this looks like Cartoon Network something.
Yeah.
Almost. But I feel like Fox is the only people doing primetime cartoons.
Yeah, like with Bob's Burger. Family Guy, except for FX has Archer.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Which is hilarious. Too. If you haven't watched Archer, that's also on Netflix. So I'm like, I just like throw out Netflix recommendations throughout the show. Yeah. I just like to remind people.
They're going to all go away at some point.
Yeah. Like... eventually, you guys are going to get like, oh, I saw Transmorphers.
Yeah.
I was looking through all those movies, and there's some like such terrible ones that I'm like, how did anyone okay this?
I know, it's crazy. But yeah, I just wanted to go back to Batman for a second. Yeah,
okay.
But I heard this week they're making new like Batman Beyond comics. They're gonna start that series
finally.
Off. Yeah, they're gonna start the series off where like Terry's like in college or whatever, and they're just gonna continue it from there. And then I also heard they're gonna make like Justice League in the future. Like, you know how in... you saw all the Justice League Unlimited stuff where they went to the future that one time and they had Justice League a little bit. They're gonna do concurrent a comic of Justice League in the future. So they're going to have Batman Beyond and Justice League in the future.
The same ones from the show?
I don't know about the exact same people. Probably some of them, I would guess. But they're going to continue that story. And I think that's... like, Batman Beyond is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's probably my second favorite Batman cartoon out of...
after Batman.
Yeah, because they have the same Batman, same...
it's the same voice.
Any Kevin Conroy Batman.
Kevin Conroy is, like, the greatest voice. He's also the voice of Batman in Arkham City. Like, the Arkham games. So yeah, like,
give me Kevin Conroy Batman and Mark Hamill Joker,
and then it's over. Then you win my heart.
That's it. They need to make as much Batman and Joker content as they possibly can.
Exactly, or just like have him say every word. So if anything were to happen, they can just like edit whatever they want.
Yeah,
knock on wood.
Exactly. But
yeah, it looks pretty cool. Let's see. There's an ad that came out this week that one of our hosts and guests saw.
Hosts and guests. Wait, someone else saw it?
No.
Okay, just me.
Just you.
Okay. Okay, so there was this Spider-Man 2 trailer that I think it was shown at Comic-Con. I'm not sure. It was leaked online. It was only online for like a little bit. So I was like, clicked on this link and it was like, check out this trailer, this leaked trailer. While you
that sounds so sketchy.
It does, but
that sounds like so, that's how it sounds like how
it does sound sketchy. Talk. But I was like, okay, I'm gonna check this out.
You're like, it's worth it.
It's worth it because I'm gonna see some Spider-Man 2 action. So I clicked on it and it was like, it showed in a big room. It was showing the trailer for Spider-Man 2.
Comic-Con then.
I think it was Comic-Con. So it showed like, I think it's the first full trailer. It only had like a little bit of animation in there a little bit because they hadn't finished the trailer yet.
Oh, okay.
But it looked really cool. It was it just showed like Spider-Man going through the streets, talked a little bit about his story, and it showed the Rhino a little bit. It didn't show him becoming the Rhino or anything, and then showed Electro. It showed a lot of Electro and how he's like a nerd before, and he's just like, oh, I want to be like it shows Spider-Man talking to him before he's Electro and be like, yeah, you can help me out here too. And then he's just
absolutely the worst.
Exactly. It's
do these superheroes never learn their lesson?
I know,
that's what happens in The Incredibles.
Exactly. It's that
spoiler alert.
Yeah, I know, but it's that classic thing where the guy's a nerdy dude and he's like, I just want to be a superhero. So it seems like he's trying to get the powers, and then I assume he feels disrespected or something, and then like The Incredibles, exactly, like attacks people now because he's like, now I have this power, I can do what I want. But it looked really cool, and it didn't, because most of the time you feel like it's overkill with the villains and stuff. It doesn't really feel that way. So we'll see how it turns out, but it looked pretty cool.
What are you guys' thoughts on the movie? What do you think, Akshar, about Spider-Man 2?
I haven't seen the trailer or anything.
You haven't, well, have you seen the first one?
I saw the first one. I liked the first one, but I grew up with the original series, the first.
The regular Tobey Maguire Spider-Man? That's easy. I have no loyalty to that franchise.
Yeah. It was good when it came out, but when it gets better, it gets better.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
It was good when it came out until The Dark Knight came out, and I was like, wow, this is what superhero movies can be? Like,
that's true. Once I went back and watched it, I realized.
Yeah, like it was good.
It was missing something. You know?
Like when Spider-Man the first time came out, it's like, wow, this is what a superhero movie can be. Because all you had up to then was like Batman, those were okay. Some of those.
Tim Burton.
But they're just not on that level. I think Spider-Man took it to a whole new level. The first one with Tobey Maguire.
Just the first one.
I like the second one.
Second one was okay. Yeah.
Doc Ock.
I like the first one more.
Oh, Doc Ock. Yeah, the first and second one were okay, and the third one just sucked.
But anyway, but when I was watching this leaked trailer, I literally clicked on it, and then I went back to check again in like half an hour, and then it was gone. So it wasn't even up there that long.
The government,
this
man.
It's really sketchy. No, they it said on the website, it's like, it's not going to be up for long. So and then they got him. And
I bet you it was probably just Marvel, just like causing a
probably.
It might have been.
They're like, let's screw with Spider-Man. But Spider-Man seems to be up there right now. They're making pretty good decisions with what they're doing with Spider-Man.
Yeah. It's definitely different than Fox. If you didn't know any better, you would say that Spider-Man was like done by Disney.
Well, I think it's, I think it's, what is it, Sony or something? Was it?
Yeah, Sony.
Yeah. Well, if it was Fox, they would definitely do some Spider-Man, X-Men crossover, I would think. But I don't think Spider-Man's with anybody except, like, Blade and I don't even know who, random people who aren't that big.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they seem to be doing all right. I mean, I would put them almost on the...
Wait, what's Fantastic Four? Is that Fox?
That's Fox, yeah. I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Which I think they would try to do a Fantastic Four X-Men crossover, but that's not in the talks right now.
We don't know. Maybe in Days of Future Past.
They're going to announce it.
Yeah, more mutants.
More. Hey, they're not mutants.
Yeah, they're
mutants
not.
Mutants are specific.
They mutate later, kind of.
Yeah.
They have mutations.
It's mutant by birth and then mutant by... Like, Spider-Man's a mutant, kind of, but he didn't inherit his mutantness.
This is getting really weird.
No. This is how it happens.
This is very political.
I know what happens. Kill the mutants. They're different than
only
us.
If they're born, though. Only if they're born freaks.
Yeah, if you become one, it's not your fault. I mean...
Wait, all the mutants in X-Men are genetically...
You inherit... you become a mutant. That's the X... You gotta watch the X-Men, the beginning of X-Men 1. It sums everything
I didn't know
up.
It was every...
Yeah, all the mutants... Sometimes they get their powers
later. But how do people
later.
Know? Because, yeah...
Sometimes
like,
they're like... Sometimes
they get
the powers
later,
come later, but most of the time... They're
yeah,
all
so if
it.
The powers come later, can't you just be like, oh yeah, I got bit by a... Firework.
if Jubilee said that or something.
Well,
okay. First of all, then you're like, what kind of fireworks do you have that bite you?
Okay, you shouldn't put a firework.
You shouldn't put teeth on your fireworks.
That's what they should do, is say that, but I don't know what they do in the comics, but in these movies, they don't show any other superheroes besides mutants. All you know is that there's mutants in the world.
Makes sense because they're all from Charles Xavier's school for the young,
gifted. But he can just like brainwash people into, like, I assume every now and then somebody comes to check what's going on in that school, and he's just like projects something or something. I don't know.
No, I'm not sure about how private schools work in England. So
they're not in England.
They're not in England.
We went over this.
Oh yeah,
they're in like North. New York, maybe?
I think it's New York.
I think they're upstate New York or something. Or New York State somewhere. That's weird. They're not in England.
This conversation is proof that me and Michael are nerdy.
I remember this regularly. Yes.
Because I do remember this conversation.
Yes, but they are in America. That's for sure.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
Let's see. Usher can talk about.
Same X-Men topic.
Yeah.
Usher saw the Wolverine.
What did you think about it?
Saw the new Wolverine.
Spoil it for me. I'm just kidding.
No spoilers.
I will say I didn't like the ending.
Mm-hmm.
It was a battle scene, fight scene, final fight. Not that great.
But I want to ask you something. Mm-hmm.
Were you aware of where it took place in the whole scheme of movies?
I don't know if you've seen. Have you seen all the other X-Men?
Yeah, so that confused the hell out of me when I was watching the movie.
Did you know that it was after The Last Stand, the third X-Men? It was not sequel to Wolverine Origins.
That's what I went into the movie having no knowledge of what was going on.
Okay.
I thought it was a reboot.
You should have listened to the podcast last week.
I thought it was a reboot, and I just went into it, and then they're referencing things that in other movies, and I was like, wait, did I actually see this movie? Because I don't remember. That's the problem.
In my head, it was always a sequel. It would happen in like the 80s. But no, it's happening.
I thought it took place. Like, why is he wearing weird clothes? Yeah, is my question.
It's happening in current times. It happened after The Last Stand.
I watched it.
You saw it
with
too?
The knowledge.
Oh, yeah, you saw it too. Yeah.
I also saw it.
Yeah.
But.
Wow, our guests are more useful to us than like we are.
Exactly. They actually saw the movie, a superhero movie, and we didn't see it. But here we go.
It's because it's a horrible movie.
Good thing
but
we have
I
you
saw
on.
It, and because you
it
told
worse than
me
Origins?
That, you told me that it was.
Worse than
after
Origins.
I don't even remember Origins
at
all.
Okay. Origins, I saw once.
Origins had the motorcycle scene. And he puts his claws into the ground. Remember that part, you guys? Remember?
Origins, I remember them like in a nuclear reactor. Is that they're like?
Yeah.
At the end,
that's the final battle scene.
That's the only thing I remember.
Will.i.am is in that movie.
Yeah,
remember?
So weird. Anyway, I watched it with the knowledge that it was
Hobbits
after
in that
the
movie.
Last
There's
Daniels
a Hobbit in that movie.
What?
There's a Hobbit in X-Men Origins. Because
I don't
the
that.
Hobbit
I don't
does
remember
oh,
that
he
movie.
He spoiler. He dies right in beginning ish. He's on that team. He can controls electricity or whatever. He turns lights out and stuff. I don't know. Anyway, I wanted to say Hobbit's in that movie.
Is he a Hobbit?
Go ahead. No, he's not. He
That's
is
his mute.
No.
Wait, no. Like, is he a Hobbit in the
he's
Lord of the Rings?
He's a Hobbit in the Lord of the Rings. I call people what they are. Like if Elijah Wood's movie, I'll say there's a Hobbit in that movie.
You don't even say Frodo specifically, or you just say like,
just
oh,
say
he's a Hobbit.
Well, no, I would
like,
say I would
you
say,
see that movie where the Hobbit eats those hookers? That movie's insane.
No, because I say
which is like our game, that game we play.
Yeah. Well, I tend to do that in conversation now. Yeah. But when it's Frodo, I'll say Frodo, I think. But when it's like Mary
or the
Pippin,
fat Hobbit,
yeah, or
Sam,
Rudy,
I can remember Sam for some reason.
Sam, yeah, for some reason when it's one of those three,
I just remember Pippin.
Yeah. Mary's one
Wait,
of them.
Wait, which one's Pippin?
Pippin
is that
and
Charlie?
Mary are the twins. I think
they're not twins.
Charlie
not
from twins, Lost is that Pippin?
No, that's Mary.
Oh damn!
See, that's why I confuse them. So I just
Pippin
say
Pippin and
Hobbit.
Bendywine.
Yeah, but
anyway,
I just remember like Pippin.
I actually really want to hear what you have to say about the movie.
Yeah, because so. Brian's opinion matters more than Uxher's. Let's go.
No, I like Uxher. I think Uxher's is closer to mine because
I'm close to no one.
But I think Brian's is like more true to like the geek. Like I like since he is like more of a geek.
I'm
than
like
Uxher.
The casual fan who went to watch the movie and I was like, what the?
Like Brian's like one to like look up and everything.
Huh?
Shut up, Ryan.
Yeah.
Just continue your story.
Go on. I want to hear
it. Anyway, yeah, because you told me it was after The Last Stand. I just thought that did not work at all. It was pretty stupid. And then I fell asleep because...
I fell asleep,
really,
too.
It was really horrible.
Yeah.
Was there any Ellen Page in this movie?
I don't even remember.
No.
Okay.
No.
She was in The Last Stand.
I was very confused between Wolverine's relationship with the other Asian girl.
Oh yeah, wait, were there two Asian girls? I thought I was being racist.
They're in Japan. they're in Japan, man.
I love how Brian's like, I might have been racist though against his own people.
Yeah, there was two Asian girls.
The redheaded one.
Yeah,
and his name is like Mariko, but then in the comic, her name is supposed to be Nariko, and she's supposed to be Lady Deathstrike. So it should be Kelly.
But Lady Deathstrike was in X-Men.
Yeah, X-Men 2, which is confusing because all his Japanese stuff is supposed to happen in his origin story. Like, that all happens.
That's why
before.
I thought it was right after really Origins. Yeah.
Which is why this in X-Men The First Stand, that scene where the you last see... X-Men First Class.
Okay.
When you see... No, there's a small scene where you see...
Wolverine, yeah.
Wolverine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, he's obviously in Japan.
Yeah,
and then Michael's like...
Exactly. That's what, yeah, but...
Wait, someone disagreed with me. I forgot
No, I did disagree.
Oh, okay.
Because I said...
You're like, that makes no sense.
Because that happens before, because that's in the 60s, that's before Wolverine's doing all his junk or whatever.
Yeah.
Which I thought, because I thought Wolverine, and then he went to Japan after Origins. That's what I thought at that point when we were arguing about that.
Okay.
So
I was right?
Yeah, you were right.
Sweet.
No, they weren't in Japan.
1 point to Gryffindor.
You weren't right, but I wasn't right either.
Wait, what?
We were both wrong.
What do you mean?
You thought he was in Japan when they...
Like in that scene.
He's not.
Oh, okay.
Because they go to... According to the movie or story, he goes to Japan after. He goes in 2013.
Yeah.
Because that's when we are right now. That's when he goes.
Yeah. It's just really confusing in the scheme of things. Like, I did not know what was going on.
It's like what they're doing with Fast and Furious, where the Tokyo one hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
And it will be the last movie in the sequence of all
that
these movies.
That always throws me off.
Yeah, that confuses the hell.
Yeah. So.
The whole X-Men timeline is weird, but I will say this movie, Hugh Jackman did a good job. And
he's a good Wolverine. I like him.
I heard he's a dick in real life, though.
No way. I heard he was super nice.
I heard like when you like go for signings and stuff, he's like a dick too.
Really? Well, I mean, fans can be kind of annoying sometimes.
Your face is annoying sometimes. I would never be annoying to a fan.
He seemed like a nice
guy. I would never be mean to a fan.
Everything I've seen him.
I am an annoying fan, though.
I'm not. I like to think I'm not an annoying fan. I'm like...
Oh. I try not to be, and then I'm too passive, and then it's just like, bye.
I love you.
Yeah. I love you, and then you awkwardly put out your
stuff. Wait, Brian, were you awake for the scene where the train scene?
I don't even know. Oh,
okay. There was one really good action scene where they're on top of a train.
One.
Okay, I don't remember.
A speeding
that
bullet
at all.
In Japan.
Wait,
what you guys are saying, this is where I would rank it. I'm pretty sure this is how I would rank it in my head. Even if I haven't seen anything, I can pretty much tell I'm going to like it better than Origins. I'm going to like it better than Last Stand. I'm not going to like it better than
X1
or 2
yeah,
or First Class.
No, that's pretty much.
But I think
I'm assuming
maybe like closer to 1 and 2 because I've actually heard good things about it.
Yeah.
It is. No, it's better. It's better than Origins. Origins sucked in my opinion.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
it's not on the terrible scale, but
I'm still confused.
It's okay.
I'm still confused about the last or the First Class scene.
Yeah. Okay.
So after Origins, he's in Japan.
No.
Yeah. After Origins.
No,
Origins was way before 1 and 2.
Origins
right?
is the very first one, right?
It's after The Last Stand he's in
Japan. Origins.
I know, but there's that credit scene. There's the after credit scene after Origins where he's in a bar in Japan and they're like, he's like, oh, are you drinking to...
That was First Class.
Forget.
Oh.
And he's like, no, I'm drinking to Remember.
Yeah, yeah. That's why we all thought what we thought, that it was after Origins.
Yeah.
But that is not...
I know, but that's what I'm saying in First Class, that scene where they go to Wolverine.
The one like, in the actual movie or the one at the after credits?
In First Class.
The movie. Where they...
During when they go try to pick up Wolverine.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck you.
Yeah, he's like, fuck
Unless
you.
He goes to Japan twice, he's not in Japan there at that point.
He might go twice.
I think he goes twice.
But also, wait. First Class fit in?
First
after
Class
Origins?
Is in the 60s.
That's after Origins, right?
No. It's, well, okay. First Class.
Because Origins.
Wait, let me go over this.
Can we is this the same timeline?
Michael, go over the timeline.
Real quick. Okay. Well, it technically starts with Wolverine in the
1890s. Oh, yeah, I see what you... Yeah.
He's a kid. He's
during,
fighting.
Like, the Civil War.
Okay, then it does a whole montage of a lot of years. It goes from World War I to World War II, all the way to the Vietnam War, which is after... First Class, because First Class in the 60s.
Right.
So he's already seen Xavier in the bar. But then it goes past that. It goes past the Vietnam War. So this is like late 70s, early 80s is when Origins is taking place by the end. By the end, this is when Scott Summers is a young kid at the end of Origins. That's like early 80s. So that's there. And then it's X-Men 1. Then it's X-Men 2. Then it's Last Stand. just and then it,
that movie ever happened.
Yeah, and then it goes to the Wolverine.
I think they assume the
and
same.
And then what about Days of Future Past?
That's going to happen concurrently.
But Days of Future Past is a time travel. After.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to happen. This is what I actually read this just this week. It's going to happen 10 years after the Cuban Missile Crisis, so 72. And okay. then it's going to happen 10 years after Last Stand, so 2016.
And Cuban Missile Crisis, isn't that a plot point for first class?
Yeah, that's yeah. the Cuban. That's the exact timeline, 1962. Okay. So you know that exact year. So you know it's going to be 72, and I think 10 years after Last Stand. So that's 2016. I guess it's coming out next year though. Okay. So either way, the couple years doesn't really matter.
Is Days of Future Past before or after Wolverine?
Which Wolverine? Origin? So oh, the, oh, it's the, after. It's after.
It's after.
Yeah, it's after. Okay. I'm pretty sure.
This is what you guys are not paying for. This is why you guys should support our sponsors.
Yeah.
Because we, Michael just broke it down. Do you hear that? That's like, the order. That's a Harvard education level of X-Men timeline.
But don't spoil this for me, but I heard, did you guys see the after the credit scene?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I heard that sets up First Class. Don't tell me what it is, but.
Wait, sets up First Class or Days of Future Past?
Days of Future Past. Sorry. Days of Future Past. I'm missing a
part. It wasn't even an after credit scene. That's which is what I like.
Oh, in the middle one.
It was during the credits.
Okay. But it does set up that. So that means that movie happened before Days of Future Past, right? Or does that not explain that?
Yes.
Okay. See? So it happens after Japan.
The after credit scene was definitely worth it.
Yeah. See, I heard that was really awesome, but I don't want to spoil because I'm pretty sure I'll watch it eventually at some point.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll probably watch it soon.
I don't know about it in theaters, but somewhere.
I have like a bunch of movie passes and summer's ending, so.
Yeah. We'll figure that out. Yeah. But anyway.
Let's see. Pacific Rim 2 is likely because it's the number one movie worldwide. Hooray! Yes!
Thank you, China.
Such a great movie. I know pretty much China's responsible, even though they got like the short end of the stick on that movie. That's because true. There's like three Chinese people.
Oh, we were talking. Oh, I want to bring something up that I just remembered because we were talking about like being racist. He didn't know if the. Like two Asian girls were the same person. That's what I talked about this before in the Pacific Rim podcast. But I thought all the white people looked the same to me. Like all like I thought the main dude
racist. How dare you?
No, I thought the main dude was the same as like
the Australian guy.
Yeah, the American guy who's played by a British dude.
Yeah,
Charlie whatever. I thought he was the same dude as the big his rival the whole time.
The Australian guy.
Best robot Jaeger guy in the world. Yeah. I thought they were like the same person. I thought they looked really similar the whole time.
They did look really similar.
That's really strange because I did not get confused at all during the whole movie.
Yeah.
To my knowledge. Except for the cancer part.
Oh, yeah. That was the only part.
That's the only part that really confused me.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, Pacific Rim 2. So it did so well internationally that they're going to have to make another one because in whenever a couple next years when they make it, there's going to be even more international viewers. So.
Yeah,
that's why I would make even more money if you project in the future. So they're probably gonna make another one, which is awesome because it's not getting that big here in the States. It's only
because people really are dumb. Why do people go see Grown Ups 2?
Yeah,
dude, my coworker today said he was gonna go see Grown Ups 2. I'm like, dude, have you seen Pacific Rim yet? He's like, no, I haven't seen it. Go see that one. He's like, but Grown Ups 1 is really good. I'm like, no, it wasn't.
I don't know. They're just dumb people out there. They're just dumb people. I'm not going to generalize it to that level. I'm just going to say there's dumb people.
There's people out there like us.
For some reason, there's a high concentration in like an area that I consider my own. Yeah. That's the only problem with it.
Well, anyway, we're getting another one despite those people. That's what I'm glad about.
Thank you, China.
So, yeah, they're stepping up, man. getting some movies that we're going to be able to see. Great times, great things.
Let's see, Brian. You want to talk about this one because
you brought it up to us.
When was that? A couple weeks ago? Last week?
I don't know, a week or two.
Was it?
It's all a blur to me.
Was it in the podcast?
It definitely was.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about this?
Because I heard.
Oh yeah, live action Disney movie.
Yeah, you brought up Quasimodo. You were
I wanted a Quasimodo live.
Yeah, because I was like, who wants to see that? And you're like, I want to see
these two
exactly. And then this week, I heard they're actually making a live action Quasimodo. So I was like. Wait, they're stealing more ideas from us, and now
that's all three of us.
They've gone all the way to Brian. And
They're like, "Oh, what kind of guest? Watch out, Usher! Watch out what you say."
Next thing you say, because
they might take your ideas.
They're taking it. They're just putting it up there.
Sherlock Holmes and.
You should say that Drew Patel is the next Doctor for Doctor Who. Maybe they might steal that idea. That's a good one.
He is the perfect Doctor Who.
Or Doctor Doom. Who knows? I'm just good for a doctor.
Who knows? One of those doctors. Man.
Yeah. I was telling someone, someone's like, oh, I had a dream that you were a doctor. And I was like, that's really weird. And I was like, did you listen to the podcast yesterday? Because I said I might be a good Dr. Doom, except his PhD is in evil. And I was like, that's such a cool line. Now I want to make a picture where it says Dr. Doom, PhD in evil.
Crazy.
But yeah, speaking of Quasimodo, also Artemis Fowl is in production again.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Which Uxer's really excited about. He thought you'd comment on one of the posts I made for the podcast. He's like, oh, yeah, Artemis Fowl is back in production. That movie's been in production since the book came out, Uxer.
I didn't know that it's been in production, but I feel like it's like it seems legit now.
It always seems legit. That's what, I'm legit. Tired.
That was like Jurassic Park. It seemed legit all the time.
Yeah, Jurassic Park 4 seems so legit all the time.
I believe it this time, though.
Don't even talk to me about Jurassic Park 4.
I believe it this time, though.
I believe it this time, too.
I do. I'm a believer.
But unfortunately, I think it's going to be rated PG-13. I think it should be rated R.
What?
Artemis Fowl.
Oh.
Oh, it should be rated PG-13.
You need to appeal to the kids.
It's made for kids. Yeah, it's a children's book.
There's some pretty gruesome scenes in that book.
The second book? Remember the
Whoa,
sniper
wait,
scene?
Take it easy.
Remember the sniper scene in the second book?
Dude, the troll scene in the first one when Butler
whoa,
fights
whoa.
The troll.
Take no yeah. spoiler alert.
No spoiler,
I'm
but
just
I mean,
joking.
And he like poops and stuff. He has to like he has to like unbutton his butt. Hatch,
yeah,
and like when he's eating through the mud
munch,
and stuff,
munch diggums.
Yeah, munch diggums, yeah.
I don't want to read this.
Throwing me off.
No, you should definitely read it. But also, I think they're combining the first two books into one movie. No,
that's good. Oh, I thought the first two. I read the first four books. I think I didn't read like the fifth one.
I think I got to five.
How many are there?
There's like six to seven.
Oh.
I read the first one. I think.
I met the author one time at Comic Con.
That's crazy.
He was in you like a mean? Yeah. He had one of the small panels, and he. Was,
oh yeah, you told us.
Yeah, he was just talking about his like growing
so
up
crazy.
Experience. Oh. Didn't talk about it all about Artemis Fowl, but
he's like, you've heard.
He talked
about
why
that.
His brother hated diapers so much. So well, that was weird.
But those are the things we want, right?
Yeah, those are things you want. I don't
we
care.
We don't need
about,
marketing.
I don't
yeah,
want
you already know.
Don't like whore about, out your product that yeah. I'm a big fan of. Like, tell me.
I want to know how they get an idea from their head onto the big screen. Or
yeah, I'd be
paper.
Interested in talking to like James Cameron. I'd be interested about that.
How are they continuing?
Well, he had a dream about a giant blue woman, and then he decides to make a movie about it.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For real?
Or his mom
like,
had a dream or something?
Like Terminator was a fever dream, which I think we talked about a while
yeah,
back.
Yeah,
we talked about fever dreams,
did.
Which is the best inspiration. Like, if whenever you're sick, don't be sad. Be like, hey, I might be able to make a movie out
grab
of this.
Grab a journal and keep it by your bed.
Yeah.
Get it ready.
You're going to trip out.
Yeah, you'll be crazy. It's like crazy dreams you get when you have fever dreams. Let's see. You want to talk about Quasimodo, Brian? How excited are you for this?
I'm pretty excited now. That it's actually
do you happening. Want the guy to look really weird?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you want it to be CGI hump?
CGI or no?
CGI
yeah,
hump?
I'm cool with that. I'm
disfigured
cool with
face?
Yeah. Super hideous. Super gross.
Who
really
do you want
sad.
To cast as Quasimodo?
I don't know. Who are they casting? Didn't they already cast someone as something?
I thought they did cast somebody.
It
you're
was,
the movie exec. Who do you want to cast?
I don't know. I haven't thought this through now.
You're
Kristen
on the spot.
Stewart.
As Quasimodo.
Yeah. She would play it the same way, too.
She was like... I ring the bells. I'm Quasimodo.
That's exactly how she would do it, too.
She just like talks to gargoyles and they're not talking back, though. Because it's like a somewhat realistic version of the movie.
She's just like crazy She's talking like
crazy.
To gargoyles and ringing her bell.
That's so great. I love it. Oh, man. That would be pretty funny.
Yeah, I can't find it right now.
Okay.
We'll look at it next week.
I guess we'll talk about movies of the past. Which is...
Oh, well, you want to go Flash?
Yeah, well, no, because that's TV
okay,
related.
You got
so we'll
the order.
Yeah, I got the order in my brain.
Oh, okay. I'm used to the order in the order. Okay, go
we'll
for
do,
it.
We'll do Movies of the Past, which is like my weekly look at movies that came out this weekend in the past. And this weekend, Step Brothers came out in 2008. Also realized not many good movies came out because I had to go pretty far back to find a movie. So yeah, Step Brothers came out in 2008, and we all know that's a great movie.
It's the fucking Catalina wine mixer.
Yeah, it's a Catalina wine mixer.
Good movie. Will Ferrell makes a lot of hit and misses, but...
Yeah, like that one in Spanish. That was definitely a miss.
Yeah. But
he made a movie in Spanish?
Yeah.
Because I feel like...
It's like Tu Casa Padre or something like that.
I do feel like Will Ferrell is like going downhill, but every now and then he'll come back. Like he used to do a lot of more hits like in a row. Because he was doing like
old school
and Anchorman.
Yeah.
And
I thought Talladega Nights is pretty good.
Me too. That,
yeah.
I feel like that was all
shake
around
and bake.
Same time. And then I feel like he went downhill, but I still feel like every once in a while he'll give me a blip of something still really good. He's not officially, he's not an Adam Sandler. That's my Adam Sandler scale. I feel like he's just driving himself farther and farther down.
Please stop.
Down the Adam rabbit
Sandler
hole.
Sandler scale.
Stop.
Like,
making movies.
Like, I think his best movie is Happy Gilmore, and that was like his first movie, or one of his first movies.
So, yeah, that happened in 2008.
it did.
So, go watch that. I think it's on Netflix. I'm not sure.
Let's get over the not rec. Stop recommending. I did this. Recommending movies that aren't on Netflix. And
yeah.
We don't know.
You recommended Dexter a long time ago, and then I went to go look for it.
Bad.
It wasn't on
Which
there.
It's new season. New season's going great right now.
Oh.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It took a turn right now. We're in I would call it a second half of the, I don't know about second half, but it took a turn in this season at this point. So.
Was Drinking Buddies on Netflix?
No.
They usually have a pretty good selection of indie movies.
Yeah, but that movie just came out like last week.
Oh, really? It's in theaters?
Yeah, and on iTunes.
Theaters and
on
demand. They're doing a lot of those too.
Yeah. So go buy it on iTunes. It's like $6. What are you going to spend $6 on? Like, what you're. Let's not
a
lie
meal.
To yourself.
$5 footlong plus
yeah,
Chipotle
no.
burrito.
Let's not lie to ourselves. We're not going to buy a $5 footlong with chips and drinks.
PCD. Yeah, I'd probably get a burrito. Yeah, but I don't think even PCD. That's enough for a burrito.
Yeah, it's like $8.
Yeah. Those Chipotle burritos are expensive.
So yeah, let's not lie to ourselves now. we're not going to buy any of that stuff. We're going to buy a movie.
Or T-Fury. Oh, we
or
that's
T-Fury,
more,
yeah.
That's more than $6.
That's thank like $11.
Get six T-Fury. Bucks, two together.
Yeah, golden. Big thank you at the T-Fury. So buy from them because...
Their product sells itself. It's pretty,
I know, like,
pretty good t-shirts.
They don't even need to sponsor us.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm wearing a T-Fury t-shirt right now. It's Calvin and Hobbes
related. That's such an awesome shirt. Oh, yeah, you talked about that last
time. I love this shirt so much, great. And it's so comfortable. Yeah. And I got my other one, and I got so many compliments on it the other day. I got a t-shirt that said Fanboy, and it's in the Kenner font, like Kenner toys from, like, they made the Star Wars toys back in the day. And I wore it, and it was, like, bright blue, and everyone's just like, oh, that's such a nice shirt, Drew. Like, you look so great today. And I felt like shit that day. I felt so bad that day. I think I was working on, like, 3 hours of sleep or something. And everyone's just like, you look so great today. This is your color. Like, you should wear that color more often and stuff like that. So, like...
Normally, hey. You're hideous.
Yeah, normally. That's what... Because I never wear that color. So, that's what it must mean. I always wear black and stuff. And people are like, oh, you should wear bright colors. And I'm like, this is the first time I've done that in, like, the whole time you've known me. So, yeah, you heard it here first. T-Fury makes you beautiful. People will like you more. Let's see. The guy, what's his name from Kick-Ass? Kick-Ass?
It's Aaron like, Taylor Johnson.
There you go.
There we go. Who needs Google? Aaron Taylor Johnson?
Yeah, that's his name.
He's going to play Quicksilver.
Yes. He almost, I mean, it's not confirmed by the studio, but he pretty much confirmed because he was like answering questions about, oh, how do you want to play Quicksilver and stuff? So he's pretty much Quicksilver, which he's been in the running for a while. So people have been saying it's him anyway. But Quicksilver is like a really different character than Kick-Ass is, and I think this guy's a really good actor. If you saw him in is that Beatles movie
Nowhere Boy
yeah. Like,
which that is on Netflix.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
That's an damn, I wish I could
you should have recommended it. Too late. But yeah, I think he's a really good actor, so I could definitely see him pulling that off.
Yeah,
so
yeah, he's also great in Savages.
Yeah, he's like
oh, that's
completely different.
Yeah, when I saw it I was just like, who, I've seen this guy before. Yeah. And then you're like, oh,
holy
it's Kick-Ass.
Crap, that's him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he's one of these actors, too. And he's like...
And he's so young. He's
his like American accent's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was like... Because I think I saw Kick-Ass before I saw Nowhere Boy.
I saw Nowhere Boy really early. As soon as I heard about it, I was just like, this movie, I'm down for this movie.
Yeah.
John Lennon origin story? Let's watch it.
That's how you think of things now.
Everything's like just an origin story.
Alternate universe origin.
Alternate universe? John Lennon alternate universe? Actually, I have a book in here that says...
What if John Lennon lived?
No, I was like, yeah, it's called...
oh, really? I was just throwing that out there.
What is it? Paul is undead, and there's zombies.
Oh, awesome. Hmm.
Yeah, he's a zombie, cool. And like Yoko Ono's like a ninja and stuff. It's really cool. It's an alternate universe Beatles story.
Now we're doing alternate universe of real people.
Of real events.
Real stuff.
Well, I guess Iron Sky was kind of
like
that.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
So yeah, now on to our TV news. We covered Gravity Falls earlier.
Yes.
And we don't have much, except for Breaking Bad is going to be on soon.
Yes,
it is. Going to continue. Well,
I was going to talk about that a little bit after, because I was going to...
Yeah, we'll talk about touch back on it.
Yeah.
But The Flash is going to be in the next season of Arrow.
Yes.
For a potential spinoff of Arrow, which is just featuring The Flash.
So, exactly. Yeah. It's an interesting thing. I don't think it's going to affect the Flash movie. I don't think I think it's unrelated. But
yeah.
But I mean, it's really hard for them to, I think Arrow's been very popular. I haven't seen it at all.
Brian watches
it. Yeah. Is it good?
It's a pretty good. They changed his origin story, but I think it's like they did it really well and everything's pretty well done.
Mm-hmm.
The acting's kind of but
yeah.
What do you expect from CW?
Yeah, exactly. It's geared towards like that crowd. But they added a bunch of superhero elements. And it works really well because Green Arrow's not like... He doesn't have superpowers.
Yeah.
So it's really well done. And it's like gritty, kind of like Batman style.
Is
too,
it Smallville-esque?
I think Smallville is more like... Since he's Superman, it's a lot happier.
Yeah.
This one, yeah, I guess it's kind of like it. They do like... They just like, oh, there's a new enemy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have as much as Smallville, but...
Yeah.
It's pretty good, and they have a lot of flashbacks about
his past, like
his origin story.
Yeah, origins. But yeah, I think it's really hard to do those superhero TV shows
because
it's just like even like Heroes that was hard to sustain.
Yeah,
for a while, just because it's all those special effects and stuff, it doesn't look as good. It's hard to.
Smallville was pretty good.
Though. I like Smallville too, a lot. I mean, it kind of.
If you think about Smallville.
You used to watch Small a little bit?
I did, but I didn't really watch that many seasons.
It's because it got to like 10 and it was like, I mean, I kept watching it, but I was like,
I think I skipped a couple
as good.
In between.
Yeah, it was like the middle is pretty good when you get into it, but I mean, he used his powers, but he didn't really use, all he did pretty much was his speed and strength.
I do
and stuff.
Like, I was going to say that I like that when he's using his speed.
Yeah, me too.
So if they make a Flash show, it's going to be
saying.
Like...
I li- that's I really
like right
that.
Up Brian's alley.
Yeah.
You're like, that's all I want to see. Yeah.
Exactly. That's pretty much, you could do that pretty well in a TV show type thing.
I just don't think they need it because they are making the movie. And it's just going to be weird because like two different Flashes at the same time.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I mean, I don't think the Smallville Superman really affected anything on the big screen. But even so, I feel like they don't need this.
But that was because Smallville it was like so different.
Far after,
than,
yeah, that was such a different story too.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I don't think they need this Flash TV show. I feel like, again, Marvel's smarter. They're making an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where they're just it's making like a cop show pretty much. It's not, they're not focusing on superheroes really. Where DC's still trying to, people like these characters, let's put them in there. But I mean, they don't have an equivalent in the DC universe.
They're only doing it just because Arrow's doing so well.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So I hope they like make it good because Flash is like one of my favorites.
Yeah,
so.
Is there another character you'd like to see a TV show from?
I still want to see a Wonder Woman show, but I want them to do it
right.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
like, I'm glad they scrapped that one because it
looked terrible.
Yeah. The concept was like it wasn't even Amazonian or anything.
Like, yeah,
you need to do.
Yeah, she seemed like she was just like
just a random.
It reminded me a lot of Witchblade. Did you guys ever watch that show?
No.
Hear about it? It was like this like tool that all these like significant women in history had, and like Joan of Arc used it and stuff. And it's about this girl who got it, and I think it got canceled like after one season. But that's what like the Wonder Woman TV show sounded a lot like. So
yeah,
I think if they like maybe if ABC did or something, it'll be more drama and.
ABC
more
adult.
I agree. It's the that's Disney.
That's owned by Disney.
See, that's the thing. The CW is not the right network to really do these shows.
Yeah.
That like
it's like trying to do a superhero show on like ABC Family or something. That makes no sense.
Yeah, they do fine with like, I don't know. Do they don't have any more animated on CW? Do they? Of like they used to all be on the CW on or WB
back in the day.
That was the same thing back then. But
what does CW stand for?
They combined WB with something.
Oh.
It was like, I forgot what they did, but that was like a while ago.
They should make a Hawkgirl show.
I knew you were going to say that. That's why I asked that question earlier.
Oh, didn't they have, they had Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
I don't know who that was about. Huntress.
Okay, well, one of our people's passing out right now, so let's wrap these things up. Right. Netflix recommendations. There we go. Brian, what's your Netflix recommendation?
Digimon.
Yeah, they added that.
How many episodes? It's like so many episodes. I think yesterday was the one of the anniversaries, 14th anniversary.
14th anniversary.
Yeah, I saw that.
So they added it the first season, which is like a lot of episodes. So, oh, such a good show. I'm so excited they added it. Now I could just watch it continuously instead of having to look for it online and stuff.
Yeah, I really like that show.
Oh, sure.
I got two. Paper Man, an indie movie, Ryan Reynolds. It's about an author.
Oh, that's a good movie.
I heard about that.
Yeah. It's about an author who loses his inspiration and then he's in a cabin all by himself.
And
or is he by himself?
What's
Jeff
a
Daniels
horror movie?
And Emma Stone.
No, it's not.
It's like a comedy indie.
It's a comedy indie. It's not a movie.
Okay.
Emma Stone is in it.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to give too much away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And then God Bless America.
Okay, awesome.
That was a really good movie. It's just, I don't know how to describe it. It's just,
it's like Falling Down. If Falling Down took place, like Falling Down with Michael Douglas, if that movie took place now, that's God Bless America. There we go.
But yeah, God Bless America.
I don't really know what that means.
And,
I never saw that one either.
Paper Man and God Bless America.
All right. We already talked about this, but I'm recommending Breaking Bad because I haven't, because I just started watching a couple weeks ago, which I mentioned, but now I'm going to officially recommend it because I'm almost done with the second season and they just put up the first half of the fifth season up. So now there's no excuse where you can't catch up because they're going to show the new ones in a couple weeks or so.
Yeah, like a few days. A
few days, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's like almost a week from, I think it's like on, it's a Sunday night show, right?
August 11th, I think.
Okay, so that's like a week and a couple days. Yeah. So this is the time to catch up. Even if you don't catch up right when they show the new ones, you can start recording the new ones, and then you can catch up right by the time they get through the rest of those. So now that they have all of them up, like I feel like they don't do that in shows where they put it up. I feel like they rarely do that where they have the newest season. Like they split the season in two halves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they usually wait until the DVD comes out or whatever to put it up. But now they put it up early so people can actually catch up.
Netflix has been doing a lot with AMC though, where like in the UK they had a show where they would air it after every episode they aired it. And then they're doing that with Breaking Bad this last season in the UK. So like AMC and Netflix have been working stuff together.
They've been doing pretty well.
Like, the fact that it comes out the same day as DVDs is crazy to me.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
but I was just thinking, for me, I kept pushing off Breaking Bad the longest time because I don't know why, but I kept thinking it was 7 or 8 seasons in, but it's only 5 seasons in, and that's shocking to me. And the first season's only 7 episodes.
Yeah.
So, it's not
the
even
character development in this show is ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly, because I was watching an episode with Mike the other day, or yesterday, and I was just like, I hate Walt so much. He is so annoying. Like, how does Jesse just not shoot him in the face? But then, like, later on in the later seasons, I think Walt is awesome. Like, he is so cool.
I feel like it's the opposite for some people.
Yeah, I think it's like that with Anna. Anna hates Walt.
I feel like I want to go in reverse of the show and make it a good story.
Where he's like a meth dealer gone school
teacher.
Yeah,
he turns clean. Yeah.
I think that's what I'm going to do this week. I'm going to watch
Breaking Bad backwards?
From the beginning. No, from the beginning.
Breaking backwards.
Breaking Bad. That's a half.
Breaking Good.
Breaking Good, yeah. But yeah, hopefully I'll catch up soon. I don't think I'll catch by the first episode, but
where are you at?
Give
now?
Me a couple weeks. I'm at like episode 10 of the second season.
Oh, dude, you got a long way
to go. So much better.
Yeah, I guess.
But
so
I mean, it's only like, how many episodes a season? 15 or whatever?
Yeah.
So
that's not that far to go. No. I mean, this is almost 2 seasons in 2 weeks. So, I mean, give me like 3 weeks to a month and I'll be there at least. But I'll probably go on a binge one weekend and just watch a whole season or something. Yeah. That's what I did with Walking Dead and I already caught up. And that was like 4 seasons. So that was pretty easy to do. But yeah, your rec, Drew?
Mine is With Great Power, the Stan Lee story. So it's like a small documentary on Stan Lee. And if you don't know, Stan Lee's like one of my heroes. He's, in my opinion, the greatest living man alive right now. Or greatest living man, I guess.
Greatest living man alive.
right now.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. But, he's like, I think he's so responsible. He's so responsible for like so much of our culture.
Is this like his origin story?
Yeah, it's like his origin story. You see like the beginning of it, and then you see his wife and stuff like that. So it's interesting.
A lot of definitely... origin stories coming out like that. Walt Disney. Well, it's not really a Walt Disney.
Saving Mr. Banks. That's like a Mary Poppins origin story. Yeah. So
that's what it is now. And then Avatar, we're talking about a prequel. That could be an origin story.
We don't know.
Who knows?
Let's see Jodie Foster. Like, why did she develop this weird alien technology to turn into aliens?
You're going to find out that's in the Alien universe also or something.
It's like it's a sequel to Prometheus. But it's like a prequel to Alien. It's weird the way it fits in.
The whole universe is all connected.
Yeah, so I guess thanks for listening. And till next week.
Well, plugs.
Oh, yeah, plugs. My bad. It's really late. This is later than we normally... Yeah, okay, whatever. You can tweet us at Destiny Pizzas, DESTINYPIZZAS. Or you can tweet me directly at Dhruv Patel, DHRUVPATEL.
And you can tweet me at MSTESK, MSTESK.
You tweet me at BTABSAYS, BTABSAYS.
You can tweet me at UksharM12, AKSHARM12.
And you can tweet Anna at...
I forgot what it was. IARFYOU.
There we go.
All right.
And you can follow us on Tumblr. It's tumblr.destinypizzas.com. Brian does. He posts awesome pictures of pizza.
No, I don't even like follow the pizza tag. It just pops on my dash now. There's so much pizza on my dash. I'm just like, yep, that's going to dash. But you should change the queue to, I forgot to remind you, but like more than once a day.
Okay.
Because I think it's only showing up once a day.
I don't know what you have control of. I thought you had control of everything.
Oh, I don't have. It just disappears. I don't see the queue at all, but I put it into a queue and then it disappears. So I don't know.
And the other day I took a picture of pizza, so I posted that on there. So... awesome. Yeah, enjoy it.
Check it out. Subscribe.
Subscribe to us on iTunes. Listen to us on Stitcher. Check out our sponsors again, T-Fury. And I think that's it. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.